What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Yeah, we're ready.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gonna get all up in you tonight.
But never mind.
It feels so good,
you guys. Is this the world's fastest season of The Bachelorette? How are we already at home?
So quick.
Shouldn't we be like overseas before we get to hometowns? What is happening? This is wild. Oh my god. It's so good to be in this inferno. It's cold right now, but it'll get
It's
hot. It's
going
to get hot.
Maybe they think New Orleans is like overseas.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose. My name is Arda Marine, coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. I mentioned last time, if you hear a fan in the background, it's because it's end of days and yes, and we're coming to you from the apocalypse. It's so hot. We're just going to keep a little air fan on because we like ourselves. With me today, I mean, this is a bevy of fellas. It is a full man parade. I'm going to start across from me. Bachelor of the Year 2016, 2017, 2018, 19, 20, 21, 22, and now 23.
Wow.
You've been our bachelor for 8 years.
Yeah.
Will you ever find
no.
love?
No,
are you
retiring.
Just a really bad date? What's happening?
I don't know.
I don't know what's going on. You know him from things that I can't talk about.
Exactly.
He's a star that my mom wanted to marry.
Yeah.
He was gonna be my stepdad for a while.
I guess suffice it to say I'm an actor.
He's an actor. He's a handsome man. He's a bachelor. He's a podcast host of shows I can't talk about.
That's right.
You know him mostly as our Bachelor of the Year.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Benedict.
Hi. Nice
How
to
are
be
you,
back.
Rob?
Thank
Look at
you.
Your beard is looking handsome.
Well, yeah, I'm getting gray. I'm getting older.
You're going to be the Golden Bachelor.
Yeah, the Golden Bachelor.
The Golden, no.
It could be me.
No, you're going to be the Platinum Bachelor.
Oh, is that older?
No, it's younger. It's younger. He's a teenager in high school. You're going back to high school.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
You're going to be 21 Jump Street.
Do I audition? Or?
No, you're already out. I just cast it. I'm going to go to my right. You guys, we have a real bachelor here. We have an actual bachelor. Now, he was bachelor. I'm going to guess the year. I'm going to say 2018?
16.
Wow.
That's been a while.
Has it really? 2016?
Yeah, Trump was elected while I was filming Fantasy Suites. Yeah.
And you've never been more erect. He's never been hornier.
Wow.
That is
a,
most erotic.
Morning.
That was the most
Finland,
erotic
yeah.
moment of your life. That is incredible. Well, I have to say you're the only person except for three other people that were there that can say that. That is incredible. You know him from his podcast, the Vile Files. I always wanted to say Vile Files, but that's not what it is. It's Vile Files. And I watched.
People just pronounce it as Vile Files, so that's fine.
Okay, great. He's my new friend. He just got back from a little world tour. He's been at the lakes in Wisconsin. Nick Vial.
Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
How are you?
Good to be with you. I'm well.
You've never been in person with us. We've done a Zoom.
Yeah.
We did a Zoom during the Pando.
Oh.
Yeah. Welcome.
This is better. I like in person.
Yeah, in person is much more fun. Also with us is another new friend of mine. I did an improv show with him.
Yes.
We hit it off. I went and did a podcast with him.
We've been hanging out nonstop.
We've been honestly, he's my new best friend.
Me and Art are our best friends.
I consider you my emergency contact.
Okay, yeah. I've gotten a few of those calls already.
Help, I'm in trouble.
What's the emergency?
I ate a lot of peanut butter. Help, it's an emergency. Listen, he's an actor. He's a writer. Yes. He's a comedian. I don't. You're going to have to just go research yourself.
Yeah, because we can't talk about any of those.
Because we can't go and get punished. Mm-hmm. You know him from the Comedy Bang Bang podcast.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you know him from Scott Hasn't Seen.
That's it.
Which is a podcast about movies that Scott Aukerman has not seen. You and I recently did Muriel's Wedding.
Great movie.
Great rewatch.
Love that movie. That was a great episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sean Diston.
Hi, Arden. How are you?
Hi, Sean. I'm really good. How are you?
I've realized this because we have been hanging out nonstop.
Nonstop.
And I've realized that there's something that I haven't told you that I feel like has been such a why haven't I said this to
you? Tell me.
My girlfriend.
Yes.
Her name's Ellie Woods.
Adorable.
And she's a writer and an actor, and she's really talented and
great. Of things we can't talk about.
Of things you can't talk about. But she did appear on the Bachelorette tell-all of Gabby and Rachel as this person.
No.
She was doing the big faces in the orange dress behind.
Wow.
I believe Logan when he was like kind of
quite
saying all his bullshit.
You didn't tell me you were dating a star.
She's an absolute star.
I'm sorry, call the press. There's, I didn't know that a star.
There's also this face that
I'm
she made.
I'm sorry.
Wait, let me see.
Wow, you didn't tell me you were dating an icon.
Absolute icon.
A national treasure.
A Bachelorette meme. Every time I've seen you, I'm like, I can't believe I haven't told you.
So, Kristen, how did she get? I went to the tell-all,
yes.
And I sat with Jesse Palmer's family, which they don't put. I got to watch the action,
yes.
But I wanted to be part of the action, like kind of hamming it up behind.
Yeah,
how did she get that seat?
If I remember correctly, it's like they definitely bring a bunch of people in who just want to see the show,
sure.
But they pay a few background people.
Did she get paid?
She was paid to be there.
Fucking, I would pay so much money.
But I will say,
pretty boring.
She did say it was a really brutal shoot. It was like 8 hours or something.
Yeah.
And while it was entertaining, but it was also really, really boring to sit there for a long time.
Well,
but she got some great looks in.
She
her reaction
did a great
shots
job.
Are incredible.
Now,
that's amazing.
Before we get going, how did you, we know how these gentlemen are involved in the Bachelor franchise. When did you start watching?
I started watching with Matt James, along with tons of other African-American people in the United States of America.
Okay.
And my girlfriend and her sister would watch it.
Okay.
And we started watching it together.
Okay.
And
you've seen every season since?
I've skipped a few recently.
Yes, well, I'll
tell you what I've seen. I've seen Matt James. I've seen Michelle.
Yes.
I've seen Gabby and Rachel.
Yeah.
I've seen Katie.
Yeah.
And then I've seen...
So you like The Bachelorettes.
I've seen The Bachelorette.
Great, that's fine.
Although I do like the beginning of The Bachelorette.
So you didn't see Nick. You watched
I had not seen Nick. I haven't gone back to do any...
He was doing something else the night Trump was elected.
I was celebrating.
Sure, let's call it that.
No, I haven't gone back. And I've watched all of Bachelor in Paradise since then. And that is like... The reason I continue to watch these
shows.
You get
the farm team.
So I can know.
Well, Nick has been
Paradise.
The star. You've been to Paradise once or twice. Once.
I have so many questions.
Ask
I feel
a few.
Like,
ask a few about Paradise.
Can I ask a question? Where'd you get that?
The one on the left?
Yeah.
A fan painted it for us. Isn't that incredible?
Was that your season?
Yes. Oh my God, that was the winner.
Yeah.
Huge.
They actually guessed really well. It was his, because we always do draft picks. They painted and mailed in their draft picks. Isn't that incredible?
Wow.
That's a good.
That's incredible.
Yeah, Casey.
Yeah.
I guess actually every single person that they painted became a star of the franchise. Like there were none that like faded away. Who
some
is
more than others?
Who? Oh yeah. We have, we have Rachel, and then top, we have
Corinne.
Yeah.
Danielle L.
Yeah. And then we have
Shark, who's the Shark woman?
Alexis. We love Alexis.
Yeah.
She's great. We did a live show with her.
Yeah, she's hilarious.
Well, she was in a Bachelor in Paradise that I saw maybe Shark.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. What do you have?
Here's
one question
I have to ask for you.
Okay.
And it relates to this season. Like, I'm watching the season, and I'm constantly thinking, like, what are they actually talking about? Like, there's the one moment with Brayden from the end of one of these episodes where they're talking about, like, what's weird about you? Do you remember that?
Yes.
And I thought, are those conversations happening, or is every conversation sound like I'm really glad you, like, when are the small talk conversations happening? Are they happening?
Not really.
Wow. No. Not even off camera at any point.
Well, most of the relation, in general, The Bachelor is the relationships that evolve on that show are relationships that are based on withholding rather than...
Right, than saying anything.
Than saying anything. Particular. So it's kind of about having a moment and then being like, we got to steal your person. And then you spend most of your time fantasizing about that moment and then building it up in your head.
Interesting.
That's kind of the psychology.
I kind of feel
it.
Like Bachelor in Paradise, they have more just normal talks, where I feel like watching this season of Bachelorette, I'm like, it just feels like no one knows what anyone's Paradise? Favorite movie is.
Yeah, Paradise you know? Is way more chill. There's a lot more hanging out and actually spending quality time with just kind of everyone and friends. And there's a lot of those conversations going on in the house with the men or the women, depending on the respective season. But in terms of the conversations that happen between the lead and
who they're trying to date.
And it's like the lead's just usually just exhausted from having to talk to everyone.
Yeah.
And so it's really kind of up to the contestants to try to drive the conversations. But usually they're like so nervous that they're hoping the lead does it. And it right. really is.
This is exactly what I'm thinking
is
happening.
Do you ever, when you're on a date, do you, by the way, also we have our amazing production team here. Speaking of stars who are great on dates, Dr. Banana's back from her European tour.
Hi.
Were you playing at Wimbledon, Anna? Dr. Hannah Montana.
My mom still thinks you're an actual doctor, by the way.
Yeah. I know.
Can I get this looked at after the show?
Yeah, anytime.
Did you have fun in Europe?
I did. The tennis was rough.
Okay.
The clay courts are not easy to play on.
Okay. Mm. Well, when you build your own, you can just keep it. You can keep it not clay. And Katie Levine, how are you?
I am good.
Okay, so just circling back. Yeah. When people are on the dates and they're chatting, like, are you ever actually, particularly on the main franchise, ever able to forget that the cameras are there? Like, do you ever feel like you're on a real date?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you're falling from a bridge from a bungee cord,
oh my God.
Then you feel like you're on a
yeah.
date.
Okay.
You actually don't really think about the cameras all that much.
You get used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you, yeah, I mean, it's, you definitely feel like you're on a, yeah, you definitely feel like you do, but it's in a very controlled environment. You just don't have a lot of time for the small talk.
Yeah.
So everything is...
It seems like the producers know what they need, and they're just going to try to get it. And any small talk could be getting in the way.
Because nowadays, I mean, everyone who kind of goes on... They know the beats of the show and the kind of the desire for your heavy story or your sad sob story or why you're broken and why you're deserving of love or yada, 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 or all that crap.
All the stuff that seems so
yeah, and they just don't...
It's so fun to bond over on our first date.
They don't really want...
Here's my trauma.
Here's a really fun first date. Let's go get ice cream and I'll tell you
I think I'm falling
about...
in love with you.
Wait, Katie, did you have a question?
I was just going to say, so like, what about the talks about like what life after The Bachelor? Is there any of that we're not seeing?
Like the practice practical talks of like, so are we going to move to Indiana?
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, you will probably, if you ever hear it or see it, it will usually happen on dates that happen on Fantasy Suite Week or the last episode, like the day before the proposal. It's like, so.
What side of the bed do you sleep on?
Like, and you'll get like 2 seconds of that, but you know. On my particular season, you know, like Vanessa, who I ended up with, she lived in Montreal and I lived in LA. So there was a genuine conversation about that. Mm-hmm. And they aired that. But that's about it. It doesn't really get into the nitty gritty of like, what do you like to do?
Yeah, like you know, like TV shows.
Yeah.
Like,
that's the
thing. Yeah. What do you do all day?
You really have no idea how it does not in any way focus on compatibility. It's all about chemistry.
That's interesting.
That is exactly what they're doing.
Compatibility is so important of just like how you live your day.
Yeah.
Like, yes, Anna.
This is a bit of a pivot, but are you allowed to say no to a date? Like the activity? Because there was a moment with Charity leading up to the bungee jump where I was like,
she did not want to be doing this.
Is this okay? Is there like a consent issue going on? I don't feel comfortable.
I'm sure. I guess you'd be allowed, but. But
you also know you're messing up the production for a whole week, probably. Yeah. There's so much pressure. Like,
but did they come to you? They go, "Hey, we got a bungee jump planned."
Do you know in advance?
You
what
know
the date
what
is?
Your dates are going to be.
Depending on the season, I was pretty read in. You know, I Mm-hmm. Not much. Like, they trusted me pretty well going in, depending on who the lead is. Historically, the lead would only be slightly more in the know than,
oh wow,
than the cast. The premise being, in just reality TV in general, is none of these people are actors.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They want authentic reactions, and so they don't want to ask them to act. They
right.
want
right.
they want
it would ruin the show
to react. Right. And so yeah. that's right. why they do it.
Right. Yeah. Wow.
Well, we'll get here we are in New Orleans.
All right.
And let me just get, so I did your show the first episode. Overall, how have you enjoyed the season?
I think it's great. I find Charity incredibly entertaining for yeah. all the reasons we talked about.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
think she's someone who she's showing us Charity the dater.
Yep.
Not Charity the therapist.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good distinction.
So I didn't watch the previous season okay. where Charity was introduced, and she was being very like therapy, like trying to help, like
she was quiet and pragmatic. She didn't get a ton of airtime, right. but her she background is literally in therapy. In yeah. therapy
she was very sweet, but it was she's sillier now and a little like sort of girlier and more like she has more personal. I think it's hard when you're not like the leading contestant. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm.
yeah, I mean, her backstory was someone who like dated a serial cheater, I believe, yeah. and it seemed to take him back more times than they deserved. And I think we're seeing that Charity.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I think
yeah,
this
totally.
Season we're, yeah. we're seeing like, oh, no, I get it.
You but know? I will and say so in this episode, she seems to have shaken some of it. Like, I like yeah. getting rid of Brayden and like. Kind of, I think, ultimately will be not, I don't think there'll be fuckboys in the final three. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
But yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, yeah, the way she dealt with, we'll get to it, but yeah. like Sean coming
Sean.
Back. Sean. Fucking Sean.
I hate that he has my name. I hate when people are saying Sean, and then this guy
here
shows
about his
up.
Dad?
Oh, my.
No, what happened oh,
yeah.
with his dad?
Oh, yeah, somebody sent me that.
His dad is like.
That's right.
A
great guy.
Not a great guy.
Oh, he's like a politician.
A New York politician. I think one of his tweets were about, like, if you are Republican, then you are, like, the devil.
Oh, wait.
Oh, no.
Oh, if
no,
you're a
Democrat.
Okay.
If you're a Democrat.
I was
going
to say, maybe I like this guy.
No, it was like, yeah.
Yeah, we hate him.
It was not surprising. He looks like the offspring of someone like that.
He looks like an 80s
he
movie
was,
villain.
He does.
He was accused.
Like an Archie character that was racist.
Yeah, he's a full Pretty in Pink, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Your dad's poor.
Yeah. He looks like someone.
Yeah, like his name is Blaine.
Yeah, he will get you cocaine and call you poor at the dance.
But his dad was like accused of embezzling like funds and asking for a nude for someone on his staff.
Okay.
You
know?
No. When are they having these conversations? Hey, just so you need to know, like my trauma, my dad released a nude.
I also like that his dad is asking for a nude from someone. I was like, get
I'm
your
not
own
nude. Send you one.
Get your own nude. Like he's like, I just got to do my book. He's young. He's an intern. I got to ask.
Listen, I'm going to need those reports by Wednesday. And, do you have a nude?
One nude, please.
All right, Rob, how are you enjoying the season?
I love it. I love her. She's really cute and she's really fun.
Yep.
And and the guys, you know, she's getting down to guys that I like.
I mean,
there are several guys left.
No, Rachel Fallon Dotten.
You like Aaron?
Which one's Aaron?
Aaron is the guy. He's the evilest
flip.
One.
He's the coin flipper. Yeah,
he's the guy who whined himself to hometown.
Yeah. No, Aaron. Not him.
I like Trip. I hate to say it, and
but the rest are great.
Dotten is. I like
Dotten's
Joey.
Great.
I like
Joey's
Joey.
Good. Joey. At first, I was like, "Oh, it's got to be Joey." Then I realized, like, Joey's like he's doing everything right.
Yeah,
he's almost too perfect.
He's your next bachelor.
Yes,
he's the next bachelor.
I'm getting some different reads.
Okay,
I have a different
Sean,
read.
Talk to us.
I think for a lot of the season early on, Charity seemed bored.
Yes,
I think she's constantly like people are talking and she's like yeah sure
uh-huh.
And there are multiple times. There's this time she was on the train and someone was talking and she's just the train like the horn honked and she just went choo choo. Sorry, what were you saying? Like. I find that Charity has not locked in. Like, I like her. And
but she gets super emotional sometimes. For like,
I agree. And I think that this episode.
Choo-choo.
That choo-choo moment, I was like, she's not listening to anyone. Talk.
Was that with Xavier? I think it was with Xavier. Because I think she was checked out with him because she was afraid that he was going to hurt her. So I think she'd already made up her mind that he was like
I think Xavier. Boy. I think Xavier is the second sleepiest person of
oh
this season.
Oh, my God.
Season.
He's so boring.
He's so boring.
And so I thought he was my boy. He could knit.
So that's why
he's definitely going to win.
No.
No, I don't think so. I don't think he can win.
It's got to be Dotton. It's Dotton all the way. Dotton's too good.
I'll say that
they're showing too much of Dotton. If you watch back previous seasons.
This guy knows the edit. He knows
how. God damn it.
No.
But I think. Regime in charge?
Yeah. Yeah.
Old dogs, new tricks. I think. Their old regime is like old producers from Bachelor Canada and someone who produced the show. In seasons back, and another, there's three basically people in charge, and one of them has been on the show since, you know, so no.
What the shit?
I wouldn't say it's a
damn,
whole new
fresh. The whole Xavier, show's getting ruined.
I thought Xavier was my pick because when I did my draft picks, I saw Knitter. I saw 6 foot seven. Yeah. I didn't know that Dotton was 400 feet tall.
Yeah,
is he the tallest?
They're both 400 feet tall. Yeah.
Dotton is like almost 6'10 or something.
Super tall.
He's insanely tall.
So somebody emailed us in because they said she's 5'7 online, but she's 5'3 and a half. She's 5'3. I'm 5'3 and a half.
No. She's little.
I looked that up. I looked
she's
that
the
up.
Same height that I am. So that means that Dotton has to be.
He's 6'7. That's what I
at least. I bet he's
six,
taller seven. Than that. I think he's like taller than that.
Let me say this. She also has the tallest man from the first episode and the shortest man.
Yes.
Do you remember when Joey was complaining about being super short?
He's still tall.
He's still taller than her.
He's still tall.
But
well, in that show, if you're 6 feet, you're short.
It's tough. I saw it and I was like, you know what?
I never win. I'd never do.
My mom is going to pick
it's
you.
It's not the show
my
for me.
My mom was dying. My mom literally said that she wanted.
After Golden Bachelor.
Platinum Bachelor.
After doing Golden Bachelor, doing Short Bachelor. Bachelor. Have you
short
guys
Bachelor.
Short King. The
this
short
would be
King
good.
Edition.
They should do that.
I would totally King watch Short King.
Oh my God, Short King.
With a really tall like bachelorette and a bunch of Short Kings.
Oh my God, Short King. The cap is what? 5'8"?
It's got, no, I think it's got to be like 5'6".
Five Short
a
King.
A real Short King.
Wow, that's really short.
That would be fun.
Short King would be great.
That would be kind of
Short
great.
King would be incredible.
But I let me just say, I think that I thought Charity was pretty bored this season. I think, honestly, the date, this episode with Joey, I feel like she woke up.
Can I ask you a question? Do you think she was bored because she was so horny for Brayden that she was bored with anybody? She was so horny for
I
him.
Have a hot Brayden take.
What's your hot take?
He's maybe one of the worst. He sucked, right?
Obviously,
he's a bad
he's
dude.
Awful.
But,
why is he a bad dude?
But I think, Nick, I might agree with you. I feel like there are moments where he was the only one being real.
He was an excellent villain.
He's an excellent villain because he was being real.
He had a girlfriend.
Oh, I didn't. Okay, I didn't know that.
Well, something came out.
Some girl posted like photos with him that she had just met his family, and then he was on The Bachelor.
Okay,
Who knows?
I don't even. I just think he was being real.
It's a bit of an eye roll for me.
Okay.
I think he was being real. I think
his Chico's earrings felt like bullshit.
Whatever
though.
The dude's peacock. It's like I totally.
That's clearly
That's clearly a peacock. Yeah.
I can totally see everything he said seemed honest while unhinged and crazy. I was like, he's not pretending to be this other person. Whereas like Aaron, who snitched on him like 3 times,
snitches get stitches.
That guy seems like one of the most dark, like brooding. Like I don't want to see him on a date with Charity because I'm afraid.
Yeah, no, he's the type of guy. Aaron is the type of guy who like does anything nice for a woman, and then acts like she's in debt to him.
He also has the kid. Mm. He's got a kid.
He's got the kid.
No, he's got the kid.
Oh, that's a different kid.
That was the other guy who was upset that people were jumping in the pool.
Yeah.
Which is.
He kept calling it spring break.
Who did that? Who was that?
I forget his name, but he was another guy. He went home.
Was he the guy from the very beginning who had the unhinged face and like looked insane?
No, that was a different guy.
Spencer.
That was a different guy, Spencer.
I just feel like, Aaron's the type of guy who buys you a couple of drinks and he's expecting you to put up.
Yeah. And he's mad when he doesn't get his date. Like in this episode, you started to see him get mad in the same way he was mad at Brayden for being mad.
Okay, here we are. Let's get into it. Okay, we're in New Orleans. It's the week before hometowns. Why aren't we in Europe or like, you know, overseas? What happened? Was there a flood? Why did we go to San Diego? Was there
it's
a flood?
Rushed.
Was there a flood?
No, it's Oceanside, California. It's not just San Diego.
Why three shitty U.S. stops?
Like, I mean,
New Orleans is good.
Discovery cut the budget of Warner Brothers making the show.
This guy knows everything.
God, he's so smart.
Do you know why it was on at 9 p.m.?
Yeah, why?
I don't know that, but I think it is moving
back. Well, because Claim to Fame is the best television show in the history of television.
Do I need to watch that?
Now they flipped them.
I need to watch it.
Claim to Fame is back to 10, which I was pissed about yesterday.
I need to watch it.
I think you would love Claim to Fame.
Obviously,
Season 1 is great. Season 2 has been transcendent.
Okay, I can't wait.
Tom Hanks All right, guys.
Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
There's a public meltdown on Twitter that's one of the best meltdowns ever.
Oh, yeah. Say it. Say it.
Oh, my God. It's Tom Hanks's niece or something who is really related to Rita Wilson. I kept being like, she looks like
Rita
Wilson.
She's related to Rita, not Tom.
She claims Tom Hanks and is eliminated in the first episode and then walks off the set screaming like, I can't believe this. I should have got more screen time. Even Xavier figured it out. He's an idiot. Like, a lot of like, and she's like screaming and everyone's just like listening. It's really great.
Okay, great. Wow. That's incredible. I'd like to get her in paradise if we could.
Oh my God.
So everyone's like relatives of the rich and famous.
Yes,
and
it's so good.
All right, here we are. We're in New Orleans and we'll take a break in a second to put the AC on. Okay, we're in New Orleans. Joey got a date with a horse and a carriage. Yes. I agree with you. I think he's going to be the next Bachelor. He's got gay dads, which is exciting.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that's fun. That makes it sort of like a more interesting take. At
least. Kind of perfect. He says all the right answers.
He's a sweetie pie.
Super boring.
God, I'll be honest. Bachelor. I think I saw her being in. I think after their talk about like interracial relationships.
Yeah.
I saw her engaged in a way I hadn't seen before. And then when she was like on the horse and carriage with him, they were like kind of getting horny. And I was
horny.
I think she likes Joey.
Yeah. I guess I saw something totally different.
Maybe. I mean, look, I'm
okay, here we are.
Every time my girlfriend, like if I peck my girlfriend, my grandma's name is Phyllis. And she's like, why are you giving me a Phyllis kiss? You know? And I just felt like
kisses weren't hot. Pecking. Yeah.
Oh.
They weren't hot kisses.
I think
they
starts with a peck and then she gets a little neck.
Maybe Charity's more reserved that way, but I don't know. There was not a lot of passion there.
Aaron kissed her later. It was like full on like.
Every time my boyfriend kisses me. And I know it should be annoying, but I find it so funny. Every time he kisses me, he does a bit where he kisses me and he goes, oh, fuck. Every time. And I know that should get old, but it's never not funny to me. They'll kiss me and they go, oh, fuck.
That's funny.
And it's like been over a year and I guess it should stop.
No,
but
this guy gets you.
I think it's so funny.
It's really
he's
funny.
Never, he never doesn't do it. Like,
until you stop laughing.
And
guys.
I literally keep thinking, this will be the time we just kiss. And it's not. It never happens.
You're going to find out it's not a joke and this is a genuine reaction.
No, it's like, oh, fuck. Like, oh, my God. Because a friend of mine was complaining that their boyfriend kisses and does bits. I was like,
mine does.
I think it's funny. I think it's so funny. But anyway, okay. So here they go. They go on a date. They go
to
horse and carriage. You have to have a good one, though.
I know. It's got
to
be a good
it's
bit.
It's still kind of hot in a fucked up way. Like, at least it's not like a...
It's like, not taking the sexuality.
It's still kind of hot. Right. You're like, okay. So she said to her, in New Orleans, she's a history geek. He says, you're too smart for me. And I thought, are you a dum-dum?
Yeah.
You're probably kind of
again, he's just saying all the right stuff.
Yeah. Calling himself a dum-dum, maybe like, are you a dum-dum? So then,
like just a mere mention of history.
Yeah, he was like,
oh, history, well, forget it.
He was like, whoa, okay, Einstein. He goes, we're very comfortable with each other. And she loves that he's an open, great communicator. So then basically, they're kissing on the street. They meet a poet. Who's typing at Sean?
This was crazy.
You asked what the janky psychic was.
What was the psychic?
The psychic,
again?
She said it was something very vague, like, you both are people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, thank you.
Yeah, passions. Yes, and similar things.
They're lost in each other's eyes. So they're kissing, they're looking for their life partner. And she's like, he never fails to make me feel seen. And then they go and they go to dinner and they want to explore their future and the connection's easy. And so then, so then she brings up, she's like, have you ever been in an interracial relationship? She said in her past relationship, there was a lack of awareness with her ex and that she didn't see any effort. And he said, she said, navigating life as a black woman is not easy. And the person she's with, that she wants them to listen and learn. And he said, I've never dated a black woman, but I'm, my family understands that love is love. And I want to be able to like embrace the situation and I'll learn with it. And she loved it. She cried. She gave him the rose. And then he said, I'm falling in love with you. They get back in the horse and buggy. She says, I'm also falling in love, like not in front of him.
To the camera.
Yes. Yeah. And then they're kissing and they just basically make out, maybe giving a Phyllis. And then she was, I thought, pretty horny, but I feel
maybe
she was hornier from Brady.
Maybe she's just horny in general.
But I think she likes Joey.
I think she does too.
Okay, Nick.
You can have at the Joe. What do you think? How do, where do you think Joey stands?
I think he's just there to be the next Bachelor.
Wow.
I think she finds him to be nice and pleasant. I don't think there's any real connection between the two.
Rob.
I felt, honestly, when I was writing my notes, I was like, well, who else is it if it's not Joey? I felt like he just, he home run at that date.
To win?
Dotton.
At that point in the show, I just feel like he nailed that audition. He said all the right things. Mm-hmm. And then as the episode went along, I realized like, it was kind of boring the way he said, kind of said all the right things. I can totally see him being the next Bachelor.
I think he's the next Bachelor.
But I think she does like him. I don't think he's going to win, but I think she really likes him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She likes him just fine.
Yeah.
Sean?
I thought maybe she was into him, but I'm not a great read on some of these things, I must say. And I thought she was into him. I don't think he can be, he just doesn't seem big enough to be the next Bachelor, in my opinion.
He can be Short King.
If he's going to be Short King Bachelor season, still like 5'9 or something, like normal height. But I don't know. I do think maybe she has a stronger connection with Dotton.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm like, Joey is kind of the only other option. Mm-hmm. Like, I just can't see her with any of these other losers. Not to call them losers, but these other guys.
You mean Dotton or Joey? Dotton or Joey?
That's what I think.
Yeah.
You think Xavier. You think she's horniest for Xavier.
I think Xavier is so boring.
Like, he's so boring.
I'm a person who, like, I grew up in Miami and I smoked a lot of weed. And this is a person that I'm like, I've smoked weed with this guy, and he basically will say nothing the entire time. And he's cool. He
doesn't have to. He's beautiful.
He's very attractive, but I think he's Bachelor in Paradise to me.
Like, yeah,
I
and think he's going to kill it. I'll see him killing it in Paradise.
Are we to assume that he's knitting all of his sweaters?
I loved whatever that cardigan was. Yeah. I will order it from his.
He's got great looks, too.
I would order it from his website. All right, where do you think Joey stands, and what did you think of the date? Dr. Banana, Katie?
Yeah, I agree. I don't see the chemistry or anything really between her and Joey other than like he's cute. But I feel like maybe she's like very into like a cute face, and maybe that's why she was into
Brandon. She likes a frat boy. She likes a pretty boy.
I feel like she likes him. I do see a connection. I don't think he's going to win. I feel like he's going to be next Bachelor just because he's showing so much emotion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like especially like Xavier is not showing emotion.
Yeah. No.
And that's not, you know, he
was my boy. He was my pick, and he has been dead. Fucking boring.
He feels like he's totally done with the whole experience.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, though, that Charity is someone who, it seems like, based on what she shared with us, that she, you know, is into hot guys.
Yeah.
She likes a pretty face.
Yeah.
And guys that either validate her or have the kind of confidence and bravado that they don't need her validation. So I think Xavier's playing that kind of, you know, chill, whatever, man, kind of cool. I think it works on her.
Did say, you remind me of my ex, and then like, if she can get the sweet version of the ex, that's all.
When Xavier said to her, I want to fall in love with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was just like, that is not, she was pissed.
Yeah, that wasn't the right answer.
So pissed.
No, because everybody else is giving
it
up.
And she cared about what he thought, she very much cares what he thinks.
And
people want the ungettable.
She seems really comfortable around Dotton. She seems
I think Dotton's it.
Well, I mean, she had 2 one-on-ones in a row.
I think Dotton's it. We're gonna take a quick break, turn on the air conditioner, and we'll be right back.
Bone zone.
Let's get in the bone zone, guys.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
And we're back. So here we are, and we've just had the date with
Joey,
and we're going to have a two-on-one. The world's weird. The fact that they still did a two-on-one.
This is nasty.
Why did they do this when they had so few guys? Why not just have a group date? Because then they both ended up being on the group date. Was it just to show us that Tanner doesn't have a personality? Like, I don't even understand. The guy had... There was no animosity between Sean and Tanner. We have a lot of listeners who don't actually watch the show. Sean and Tanner, they go on a crazy Louisiana bayou. This guy, I was obsessed with the man running the boat.
He was great.
Have you guys done a swamp tour in New Orleans?
No, is it fun?
It's actually one of the more fun things to do in New Orleans. Yeah. It's really fun to see the gator. I'm sure they were having fun. They just didn't show any of
it. I've actually been on a two-in-one in the swamp.
Have you?
What? Yeah.
Was it fun?
I don't remember that. Were you?
It was Corinne and Taylor. When I left Taylor in the swamp.
I remember that.
So the vibe of a two-on-one must be totally different. Like, you are competing
right.
for attention.
It's emotional intelligence.
I mean, in general, the lead has two jobs. Fall in love and then help facilitate drama.
Yeah. It's so true.
And a two-on-one's all about
the
drama.
Yeah.
Certainly not about the lead being like, do I could pick any of you? You know, it's the kiss of death, really.
You know you're not being picked if you're on a two-on-one.
100%. And they lost their two-on-one. Should have been Braden and, like, they lost their good two-on-one.
Yeah, they lost the Braden shot. Yeah.
They lost, like, Braden.
But the season is just not Aaron, long enough for them to let any storyline really unpack and evolve.
It's tough. You hate to see that.
And then so Sean basically is like the kissing bandit. We don't really learn much.
No.
Tanner just keeps standing on the side going, I hope I get time with her. It's like, well, there's just one other guy right there, a 1980s movie villain who's just kissing her. So, like, dude, it's like, this is on you at this point. Yeah. If you don't have the balls to go fucking talk to the lead.
He was saved by the bell like a couple times in this show, and he's like, well, I'm on a roll now.
Yeah, and you're like, it's literally, they just kept pulling Sean away. But, like, Sean knew how to at least flirt. Like, at least flirt a little bit.
I just wish one of the guys that, was his name Tanner?
Tanner.
Yeah. I wish one of the guys, and there's a Tanner, or two
there's
or three Tanners.
Tanner.
There's always a Tanner.
There's a Tanner.
And I wish, even Sean, I guess you could lump him in that slightly different, but I just wish one of the guys, because when they're getting asked, like, oh, do you think you have a strong connection? I wish they would be like, no.
Yeah.
Do you see her talking to me?
Right. Yeah.
I just wish they would be like, rather than pretend, because you always sound delusional.
I want to see, I want to see I want to see someone cut through some of the artifice of the show. And I think, like, I like... when that happens at the smallest version. I just want to see someone come in and be like, well, I'm just not going to do what the show wants me to do.
Yeah. It'd and I wish, like, Sean. Like, Sean was so close to just sending himself home. He knew it, but he just waited there and sat there and then said something stupid like, I'm in the process of falling in love.
But that also felt so
falling
false.
In love is already the process. So you're in the process of the process?
Yeah, I'm in pre-production.
And even that was enough for her to be like, whoa, well, now I know I hate you.
Yeah, it felt like, because he was telling the camera, he's like, I'm falling in love with this woman. And I'm like, no, you're not. Yeah. No, you're not. Like, and, like, he did himself a disservice. Okay, so basically, so she goes, and they go for dinner afterwards, and she's got the rose. And, like, literally no information comes out during this thing. There's just a lot
of
kissing.
They even separate. They even, like, have little moments. Yeah.
Yes. And then they go, and there's
Sean feels like he's rocking it.
Yeah. Sean's kissing. Yeah. And honestly, if Sean had just shut the fuck up and not... So he pulled a move that is sometimes successful. Mm-hmm. So she decides not to give it to him.
She can't decide that night.
She can't decide that night. And later on in the episode, there's going to be a group date with these two again and two other guys, which is like, that's when I was aware of, like, where did everybody else go?
Yeah, there's,
like,
no one else on
what happened to the rest of the cast? We had, like, why did they cut so... as you said, it was weird pacing of, like, there was a two single dates, one two-on-one, and then one four-person group date with the two-on-one.
Mm-hmm. Like, it really just turned into a one-on-one for Xavier.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because if you ask about, I'd be willing to bet especially if I'm right in the fact that he wins, is that they probably let them have off-camera time there.
Oh. Interesting.
Interesting.
I'm loving this behind the scenes.
I know,
scenes.
Right? Look. Come on.
So they let them have off-camera time.
So my guess is, like, you know, so usually when they... So there's... Once you get to hometowns, it's like a whole new season, in a sense.
Interesting.
And so there's a bit of a rap party when they get to hometowns.
Oh. What do you mean? In what way? Like, what do you mean?
Like, everyone's just kind of, like, the production and the leads will just kind of chill and hang out and just kind of, it's, again, you're kind of starting a second phase of the show.
Right, where you're all going to be traveling individually.
And traveling, it's like you're each individual relationship.
You're kind of one-on-one. Yeah, now it's focusing on the individual relationship.
Okay,
et cetera,
that's interesting.
Et cetera. There's, like, kind of less, the drama's more about charities. Struggle,
right?
To figure out who she's in love, rather than the drama between the men, typically speaking. And again, given what we know that Charity has had less time to develop these connections. And other than filming a good TV show, the producers genuinely want these people to find a connection. So they're probably keeping tabs on Charity and the guys, and they're going to give them what they need. And Xavier not really getting that second one-on-one that Dotton got, you know? So my guess is he got that rose, and they're probably like, you know what, kids, you know, like, hang out for, like, 45 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
And maybe they kept their mics on, and maybe cameras were still rolling, but they probably knew they really weren't going to, like, use any of it.
I was surprised she still gave him a rose, so you're right. Maybe there was something
we didn't see.
So before that happened, it was supposed to be... It was supposed to be... Sean and Tanner, she did not give any rose out to. So right. She goes on a group date with Aaron, Xavier, Sean, and Tanner. Yeah. But before that, Sean decides to take the bull by the horn.
Yes.
And he decides to go to her, like, Hyatt bedroom or wherever she's staying. And the knock on the door, which can work out.
I've seen it go both ways.
It can go both ways. The bold move of, like, hey, can I pull you? I need to see you.
Well, if you're going there to check in, it's bad. And if you're going there to say, I missed you, I wanted to, like, see you, it's good.
Isn't that what happened with you?
Depends.
Some people know how to do it.
Isn't that, like, the best executed one that ever happened?
you actually said that. You said that like you said it on the show. Like, I miss you. I want to see you.
He just sounded like
that. You're going there out of desperation.
Yeah, he seems so desperate. And let me say this about Sean. Every time he got mad about something on the show, he's like smirking in a way where he's like, ooh, I'm loving all this camera time.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean I have to go on a two-on-one date? This sucks. But he's like smiling the whole time. And I'm like, you don't give a shit about Charity. Like, you just like being in the middle of the fucking attention.
Yes. And he was so pissed when she went and handed out a rose and like, the puppet that was Tanner was like, cool, I'll get to not go back to my mortgage job right now.
And then, I'm on a roll.
And he was like, yeah, I'm on a roll right now. So she got like, he was pissed. And then he's like, fuck this. And he's like, listen, hey, can I talk to you for a second? Listen. And he's like, shows up in his sweater. And he's like, you know, I just, it was really hard for me. Like, I just felt like we had a connection that was really challenging for me when you didn't give me the rose. And she's like, uh-huh. She's like, because I just felt like if I'm bringing you home, like, I'm at the point, I thought I was falling in love with you. I thought you're the person I'm bringing home. But, like, if you don't even know on a two, he sort of is, like, fully manipulating. And she's like, uh-huh. He's like, so, like, I think he thought he had the power. She's like, yeah, I'm going to let you go. Like,
I don't know what he was thinking.
It was very satisfying.
Can I ask you guys this? Do you feel like in the progression of the show that for The Bachelorette, the power dynamic has changed? Like, I've, in the few seasons I've seen of it, have noticed that the men have started to act more, like, especially in the Gabby Rachel season, like, they gave the men so much power.
Oh, my God.
And I feel like now the playbook is, like, come in and be like, no, I actually don't like you. I'm leaving.
It felt really entitled.
It's, like, a weird taking the power back thing. And I feel like Sean was trying to do that in this moment of just, like, no. I'm the one who gets to decide whether or not you're going to give me a rose or not. Like,
because he knew that he wasn't going to get one. So he was like, I'm choosing to choose myself to leave.
Well, it was a weird, to your point, like, what he should have done is sent himself home.
Just go home, yeah.
But for someone who really just wanted airtime, he was like, well, how do I do this and stay on? You know, like...
Totally.
And, like, it doesn't work that way. So I think that was his struggle.
Yeah. It's tough.
That's interesting.
But yeah, I mean, I think the power dynamic with Gabby and Rachel was just more the fact that there were two of them, and then that was easy to pit them against each other.
But I even think with Michelle, like, didn't something happen with Michelle, or wasn't Michelle, but there was some guy that with Katie.
This
guy was like, no, well, you can't date anyone. Like,
the one that she wanted.
Yeah.
The guy she wanted.
That felt to me like this was like a new thing.
Greg Ripoll.
Where people are just like, no, I know I'm here competing for your love, but actually you're competing for my love kind of energy I'm noticing on The Bachelorette.
Well, like, I will say, people develop real feelings. Or what feels like real feelings.
They hypnotize themselves. Yeah.
At some point, like when I was a bachelor and at the point where I was just like, I'm going to pick Vanessa. Then I remember immediately kind of like in a PTSD sort of way, I felt like I was back on The Bachelorette because you're like, well, shit. Like, what if she didn't like me? You know,
what if
one person here that I actually think I could have a shot in like making something work with, like,
but if she's not here for the right reasons,
you know? So yeah, it's a mental game from a power dynamic standpoint. And again, if you're on the flip side, like, you do have the right to like vet the person, you know, a shift, you know. At first you show up and you're like kind of meeting a celebrity. You're like, oh my God, it's so and so. And you're just filming a TV show. And
did you have a gimmick out of the limo?
No.
Okay.
I'm just cool.
I just blacked out. I was really just nervous. But at some point, you know, you're like, oh, I like this person, and it becomes more real. Then you start acting like you would, or as much as you can, in a relationship. So it's I don't know if it's always like Machiavellian, mm-hmm, where you're trying to think, you're thinking about the power dynamic. I think it just kind of what you're seeing is
it just happens,
an organic kind of struggle for, you know, what it would be like. And again, you also consider the fact that, like, how are, you know, Brayden, an example, like, I agree with you. Yeah, he's a fuckboy in the peacock and the earrings, but like, he was the only one not love bombing Charity. Yeah. You know?
True.
Like, and that's what I said. I said on my show too, it's just like, imagine if this show, you know, you could bring your therapist.
Oh.
And instead of Charity being the therapist, imagine if Brayden's therapist was Charity. And I can't imagine Charity the therapist if Brayden's like, hey, listen, mm-hmm, I really like her. She seems cool. I've only been here for 3 weeks. And, you know, I like what I know so far. But to be honest, I'm having a hard time. The fact that, like, she's also dating a bunch of other guys. But I want to take it slow. I'm not ready to say I'm getting down on one knee like Aaron is. But, like, you know, I just feel like, is that okay?
The Charity, the therapist, would be like, yeah, that's totally healthy.
Seems
totally
reasonable.
Unless she's a Bachelor fan, and she would go, but that's the name of the game.
Yeah, but Charity, the Bachelor, is like, have you seen this fucking show? Yeah. Like,
that's,
you know,
the name of the game. Yeah. Katie.
Yeah. Well, did you think Brayden actually liked her, or do you think Brayden was Instagram?
I don't.
Totally.
I don't think Brayden actually liked her, but that doesn't make it a crime. I do think he was genuine in his, like, I'm just going to be real with you.
Yeah.
I don't think Brayden was being I think he was being performative in his outfits and his earrings. But I think he comes across as someone who's a bit of a free spirit, mm-hmm, and he didn't take, you know, everyone who goes, the vast majority, especially the guys, show up and have like a false sense of earnest,
mm-hmm,
you know, it's like, oh, I'm just kind of, you know, and he was just like, I'm on a show. And we'll see how it goes.
But that's not the show that we all signed up.
No, it's not the show, but that's kind of, you know, there's nothing, that's not a crime.
Dr. Banana, how do you feel? You're a doctor.
Brayden was, I have a problem where if someone's like really handsome, I can't see their face. They become like really generic to me. And I'm like, I can't see it because I wasn't sort of like raised in that world.
It's Rob. It's Rob.
It's like Westworld. You're like, I don't see anything.
I really struggle to like take someone seriously. So like from the bat, I like couldn't see or hear anything.
You just saw earrings. You just saw 2 feet earrings on a green screen.
The only thing I noticed was the earrings, like, got bigger with earrings. Bigger, bigger every scene. And I was like,
that's how you knew he was on screen. So did you find his face handsome?
Yeah, he's definitely very handsome.
Yeah, he's objectively a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
But I couldn't take him seriously as a human being because he was so handsome, and I was like,
he was also 24.
He's 24.
Yeah. I mean, like,
he's a traveler.
They put me on TV when I was 24. Like,
yeah. He's clearly in his fuckboy
era. Me as myself.
Would be absolutely bad.
But he also did send him, like, he did what Sean didn't. He actually sent himself home, and you saw Charity spiral a little bit, and I try to like sell, you know, try to tell all the rest of the guys how it was hurt.
She was horny for him.
That's the most human thing, though. We would all be like, well, yeah, you know,
yeah, totally.
Because as the lead,
you've got
to
keep your power.
To be broken up with is such a blow.
You've got, particularly by the one that you fucked the guys over for. You've ruined every. Like, I'm gonna cancel the cocktail party. I'm gonna cancel the cocktail party. And then they eliminate themselves. You've got to lie.
Do you think he comes back this season?
No.
What is that thing in the preview that's like, there's like, oh my God,
the ex, I think it's the ex or the brother. Maybe they send the brother back.
Probably
Jesse Palmer. Oh my God, where the fuck was Jesse? He was MIA.
Jesse in a while.
Somebody had a really funny tweet that I'll save for tweet of the week about where Jesse was.
Because I wasn't here last week, can we talk, I just really quick go on touch on the cowboy wrestler.
Obsessed
with
him.
He was such a great example of just fully falling in love with charity.
This guy crying. This guy is going to crush on Bip.
Oh my God, Katie wants him. Katie was horny for him.
The beginning. No, I thought he looked
horny.
Fun.
I honestly think he could be a pretty good bachelor.
He was a sweetie pie.
Caleb.
He looked like he would have been more of like a shit stirrer for airtime, and he was so sweet. He was just a guy that loves outfits.
And he was so sweet when he left. He's like, your husband's here. I know it. They're great guys.
Nick is not feeling it.
I can't wait to hear him sing on Bachelor
in Paradise. Going to kill.
He's literally a professional wrestler.
I love that. See, that's the most interesting thing. Like, I want him to like sit and talk to her about his job or something.
Which, I mean, it's fine, but I just think he's comfortable.
Yeah,
he's playing a character on professional wrestling.
Do you think he was acting when he was like, "This really works," and was like crying? Really? Yeah. That's so funny.
If he is, good for him. Yeah. I can't wait to see him in Bachelor.
I do think it's performative because it does really work, and you can develop real feelings, but. She didn't talk to him.
Yeah, they didn't have like that much.
They never spoke.
No.
He's going to clean up in paradise. Because he's going to be like he's going to be like what Jacob tried to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's going to be, right?
He's going to be the like big, tough, dumb guy that like one of the crazier women is like, I love him. And then he's just like by her side.
I feel like this was a good farm team for Silena. I'm really excited.
I agree. Like, I honestly am watching it the whole time and be like, oh, give me a good match.
This is a good batch of guys. For going to Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Do we know when Paradise starts?
I feel like it's like November. Yeah.
They're done filming.
But they're going to do Golden.
Same time.
Oh, it's same time. So, yeah.
Oh,
so.
It's on at 10.
We're going to have triple duty.
Oh, I love that.
I can't wait. Okay.
You guys were talking about the women have to be 65 and older, apparently.
Oh, good.
They do? Is that the rule?
Yeah, somebody was saying 40 and older.
I would really love them to throw in like a 141-year-old. Really like mix it up.
I want a silver fox. Yeah. Okay. So, all right. Well, why don't we take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll talk about the Dotton date. Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I gotta take a pee break. Okay, so
whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Oh, lo and behold, Dotton got another one-on-one date. Yeah. Was anybody surprised?
No.
No.
I was surprised only because of the lack of men that are there.
Yeah.
But it does confirm that she likes him.
He should win, but I feel like Mother Nature sabotages itself. Mm. Like, he's cool. He's warm. I feel like he'd be loyal and, like, into her. I feel like they'd have a happy life. But I feel like whatever you are chemically horniest for and whoever your family doesn't want you to pick is who
he's
wins.
He's just not interesting enough. I agree with you, Nick. Like, he's maybe the best guy for her, but there is something in her brain that's not going to let it
happen.
The
best person, it's that they never win.
Yeah. It's just, well, and in fairness to Charity, it doesn't matter how much time you spend with any of these people. You'll never really get to know them.
Right.
You don't get to spend enough time with anyone to just say, I objectively know that this person better than this person.
Right.
So at the end of the day, you just trust your eyes.
Yeah, well, it's at the end of the day, it's F, marry, kill, right?
Fantasy suite, marry, kill.
F wins, though, probably.
Or does she go, oh, but you know, because it's Mary
wins.
Dotton.
Mary never, but the Mary never wins.
Right.
Yeah, but also, yeah, because
Dotton's
Mary. He's doing everything right, you know?
I hope he wins.
Charity, the therapist, is kind of, I think, bored. You know, because Dotton's saying all these things where it's just like...
I think she likes him. I think she likes him.
No, but like with Xavier, when he talks, you can tell she is just hoping he says the right thing. She's like, wants him to pass the test. And she when Xavier talks, she's nodding before he even speaks as if she was like wants to like...
She does that a lot,
like,
I will say.
Here's the answers of the test, you know?
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know,
keep saying that, Anna?
Yes, say that.
What do you think, Dr. B?
I could see it, but at one point she did say all signs are pointing to Xavier, which confused me because I was like, I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see it.
I think it's going to be Dotton.
See, I don't see I think it. It's gonna I, be see, I see her, the way she looks at Dotton is different.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she wants to fuck Dotton.
Yeah.
I see her.
Arden, what did you, every time you come on my show, you talk about Caitlin's season.
Okay.
And I'm just saying.
Look.
She didn't pick me.
That's true. I will say this. I've said this before. I did not watch Andy's season. Caitlin's season was my first season of The Bachelorette, coming back to it.
Yeah.
I did not know who you were. In my mind, I'm watching. What was it? NSYNC? Who was there? Was Lance there? Was my Razzle Dazzle?
It was a rap date. Yeah, also, all the guys had to come up with their own
rap. Okay, so in my mind, it's Sean. Classic it's Sean, Sean, Sean all the way. Then, lo and behold, this rascal shows up. This game changer shows up.
Right.
I've never seen somebody's panties do a flip in the way. You got to watch. Literally, Caitlin, the best bachelorette. An incredible
bachelorette.
Wow.
She was great.
Adorable. She goes, oh my God. It's Nick. What? It's Nick. It was literally basements were flooding all over town. Like, call in like the National Guard, bring in some trash. Everything's flooded. We've got to clear out the district. Like, you've never seen a video of a hornier clothed person in your life because this person has arrived and they've been flirting on DM or whatever. I don't know. I don't need to know. But I feel like there was some pre-game, pre-play. Mm-hmm. He came mid-season.
Yeah.
She couldn't fucking believe it. Mm-hmm. But lo and behold, Our king here, our tall king.
King Bio.
Our tall king. He can't be, I'm sorry, you won't be able to be on Short Kings.
Sorry,
even though you're
buddy.
Getting married, you still can't apply to be on Short King Bachelor. Our tall king got to the final two. Mm.
Yeah. And then she went with what? The like kind of losery?
Well, no, she went with someone.
Ryan Gosling. She went with Ryan Gosling.
She went with her type.
Yeah.
You know, and so that was kind of my point I brought it up is that we had great chemistry. Yeah. We had a lot of.
To go against your type, you're not going to get enough one-on-one time.
But you were the horny pick. She was horny.
Yeah, and listen, there was there's a reason why I got to second, right? But and there, but she was
her type
to a T.
And Xavier is her type.
Yes,
okay. I think
you got to more than just second.
Yeah, you might be right.
I think if Dotton was 1 foot shorter, he would not be in the game.
And Josh, back and you didn't watch any season. The same thing. Yeah. I was like, chemistry, yada yada. But Josh,
you pick your type.
Was her type.
Yeah,
you know, you just pick your type.
I married my type. Mm. And I am now
not dating. Like, and it's so nice to be like, and I have to say, for me, knock on wood, never again my type. God willing.
God willing.
God willing, never again my type.
Has like, there been a
bachelor's fight or flight, you know?
Has there been like, a bachelorette that was married before? Yes.
Yeah.
Like divorced?
Yeah, like divorced bachelor.
Divorce, eh? Yeah. Emily? Who?
Yeah. Was Jason Mesnick the kid? Jason Mesnick had a kid. Was he divorced?
No, Emily's died.
Mom, Pablo had a kid. Jason Mendoza had a kid.
I guess I'm asking about
should I be the bachelorette?
No, I just wonder because I do think like going through the experience of like dating someone and then getting and breaking up the marriage. It's like knowing what you don't like is like something I don't often.
They would have that.
Oh my god, I would kill it as bachelorette.
Yeah, you'd be like you can leave immediately.
Same. Send in the guys with the earrings. Give me that Chico earring selection. Let me see guys. I want to be talking to guys in pearl chokers. Let me see you. Let me see the bits that you do when we kiss.
Mm-hmm. You get one line before
we
kiss.
You get each time we kiss and you do a line. What's your line? What's your bit going to be?
Do I make you horny, baby?
Exactly. Are you horny? Okay.
That's not bad.
Okay.
Not bad.
All right, so then here we go. So she goes on the date with Dot, and they're going on a jogging date. It's like a marathon? That felt long. And they're jogging in 2-2.
It was a 10K. That's pretty.
Yeah, turns out, yeah.
And she's like, she kept saying, oh, no, I don't run. But they were pretty cute. Their size difference is vast.
It's very vast.
Yeah. I would say it was hard to, that size difference.
I would not.
They're running and holding hands. I would be like, I can't hold hands because you got to really be in the same room.
That's the easiest thing to do.
Hold hands?
I mean, just
there's other things that are difficult.
I would not enough money in the world.
I'm just talking about running. I'm not talking about
right. No, do not send me Dotton. I could not. No. I would not.
When they're kissing and she's like head up.
Yeah, I know.
At his belly button.
I know.
It is. It looks
I worried
like,
for her. I
it
worried
looks
for
like
her.
If they got together, she would have years of lower back problem from leaning back to kiss him.
No, I do not. I cannot. I cannot.
I'm just talking
too much.
Running the race. Running the race is hard enough.
Holding hands.
Sorry, Rob.
Sure. Okay. In bed, sure, different thing. But running the race, it's just like just run the race.
Yeah, you don't need to be holding hands.
So then they go, and they were so cute. They were so cute together. And she was like, oh, they feel like they have a good connection. They're jogging. He's like, look, this is sort of intimidating, but like I want to show up and be with you, and they have really honest conversations. Yeah. I find him so charming. He wants her to come meet his family. Like, he was excited for her.
Can I say, yes. I like him. I wish he was funny.
I know, that's the thing.
There just needs to be a little bit of a sense of humor from any of these guys for me to
Braden
root for
them.
Braden
was the only one that was a little silly.
If any of them are,
they're not showing it.
They're not showing it. You know, they're just there's no one. There's no
unless it's in the final.
I could
like,
not
cold,
be with somebody that wasn't funny.
It's hard.
I don't know what I would talk
I
about.
I can't root for a relationship where I'm not
they're
seeing
just,
how
they
laugh.
Show
together.
Any of that shit. Yeah. It's just
I keep a relationship if she doesn't think I'm funny.
How are we gonna do this?
That's true. You know what? I can't either. If somebody doesn't think I'm funny,
it's over. I can't be friends with.
It's over.
Exactly. That also I would be very annoying to be. Yeah. I'd be like, then I'd be intolerable.
But what does she need? Does she want that? That's my question.
I don't know. I can't tell.
I had a moment last night where I was watching. I was thinking, like, maybe she needs someone like Dotton who's going to be the guy's just there for her and let her be her and be the supporting actor of her show. You know what I mean?
I think they seem very compatible. And, yeah, I mean, I will. Having been in her shoes, it's always frustrating. People like us sitting here recapping it, being like, this is what I think they should pick.
Sure.
It's like, thanks.
That
being said, I mean, it seems like given the story that Charity's told us about her past, her bad habits and dating and yada, yada, Dotton seems
he's the
like,
perfect guy.
The answer.
Like a real nice fit. You know?
He said his head is saying, like, it's happening so fast. He's excited for Sarami to meet her. It's scary as hell, but it's excitement and fear. He has a fear of failure. Anytime he's wanted something so badly, he's gone for it. And he's had high hopes and he's fallen flat on his face. But he's learning how to receive and he wants to show up. And he's being brave. And he says a fairy tale does exist. And
sounds like a guy's gonna get his heart broken.
No,
she said his heart is screaming, and he said, "I am definitely falling in love with you." And she just lit up. She said, "My face is on fire. I feel like I just got electrocuted."
Which is a good thing.
I'm overjoyed.
I feel like I was just in the electric chair. Okay.
And then she said, I can't even say how you make me feel, but 1 million times good. And and she said, Dotton does make me feel like the person exactly who I could navigate this life with. And my heart is happiest. I'm the happiest girl, happiest boy. I feel like I'm falling in love.
Yeah. But I think you're right. We're setting up for a heartbreak.
No.
I hate to say it, but I
could be wrong.
But I hope so. They're perfect.
And they really are.
He's the one.
He's
the one,
guy.
Nick. He's it.
Sweet.
I hope you're right, but my gut tells me it's Xavier.
I'm going to text you on the finale night.
Okay.
Let's bet a $5 Venmo.
Ooh, you heard it here, folks.
Okay.
Wow. $5 bet. You guys have seen the next week on kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you talk about that later?
Sure. We can talk about it.
But it seems like she sends someone home and then maybe regrets it or something. Okay. And I know she said something like that in this episode.
But I felt like that was sort of a misedit.
It was a misedit, and you see when she said it in this episode. But I do think that something's going to happen where either she makes a decision that she's really struggling with.
Yeah.
And I think it could be sending home Xavier or sending home Dot.
She's not sending home Dot.
Rob Mills tweeted something, the head of Unscripted at ABC, that, and I think not next episode, but the following.
Oh.
There's a big thing, very dramatic, historical Bachelor heavy moment.
There's a big thing.
If it was
coming.
Mike Fleiss tweeting that, I would not believe it. But Rob, I think it's gonna be something.
I think something bad's gonna happen.
Uh-oh.
I'm bad. Wow. I'm scared. Wow.
I like that you don't know the spoilers.
Yeah, I try to save spoilers.
I like that. I can tell, look, because when people come on, we've had some people. Then we realize halfway through that they do know. And then, every time people think they're keeping a neutral faith, it always leaks out sideways. And it's
it's hard to get yourself away.
Yeah. And you're I don't know. Maybe Dot will be. You're like, okay. Well,
it's
now we know he doesn't
speculate.
Win. Yeah. Okay. So, Rob, do you think that Dot stands a chance of winning?
Yeah.
Do you think
totally.
He's going to win?
If you'd ask me, yes.
If I asked, you asked right now.
Yeah, if you said, who's everybody think I'm going to win? I'm going to say him. But,
Has Nick swayed
everything,
you? Has Nick swayed you about the type?
Nick has made it so that I'm on uneven ground. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I was sure before I came in, and
now
I'm not
sure. So
now
you're more interested in Nick because he made you feel uneven. So that made it exciting.
Because Nick is, it's like you have a pro here talking about the game that I don't know.
Well, you've been our Bachelor of the Year for
years. It's true. I have been your Bachelor of the Year for many,
years.
Many, many years.
Years.
But
but you just wing it.
I just, just wing it. I think that he's a sweet guy. I feel like he'd be right for her.
Yeah.
He should be the one she picks of these guys. But
yeah.
Again, F, Mary, Kill, he's the Mary, but a lot of times they pick the F.
And very rarely the Kill. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little more about Xavier. We're going to talk about our predictions of the final rose, and then we're going to do Tweet of the Week. It's time to get sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I need a sexual timeout. And
whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
I'm late. I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
back. So we're now circling back just to get a little deeper into the world's weirdest group date. Sean sent himself home, as Nick just said, off camera. And then Tanner got cut. And then she sort of had a one-on-one with Xavier and Aaron.
Yeah, tough.
Aaron is a dud.
Yeah.
He's a dud. Manipulator. He's a
so
dud.
So whiny.
He is whiny.
What did you think of his one-on-one date up by the Hollywood sign?
I kind of forgot all about it until my team reminded me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Great date. Yeah.
All I remember is him whining. You know? Yeah. It's just the guy.
He's not fun. He's not
the self-proclaimed protector of
yeah.
someone.
Oh, yeah. No, no, just, no. The ugh. Second you're the protector, it's you put yourself in a very neutered state. You're never going to be.
And little known fact, or more, maybe more, but he apparently is besties from Aaron from Katie's season, also Weiner.
Are Aaron like from tall. San Diego?
Yeah.
That's his best friend?
Yeah.
Aaron and Aaron are best friends?
And both Weiners.
Oh, wow.
Wait, yeah. Tough. Whoa. Show me a picture of Aaron.
Mouth breather.
No way.
Mouth breather.
Genevieve.
Genevieve, yes. Mouth breather.
Yeah. Or gaslighting?
Yeah. Yeah. You're gaslighting me right now. Jenny. No. In which they're wheeling and fighting with the suitcase in the jungle.
So,
yeah.
Aaron got on the show because of Aaron.
Oh. Aaron and Aaron are best friends.
Oh my God. So, and we're going to have to see them hang out at Paradise. Oh, I don't think this Aaron should go to Paradise.
Genevieve, if they could have Aaron and Aaron, and Aaron and Aaron's, oh my God.
I think this Aaron's definitely going to Paradise.
Oh, for sure.
They love a whiner. They love a complainer because he's always going to be involved in drama because he can never shut the fuck up.
Yeah, he's so annoying. I hate that he's like pulled along to the end of the show because there's just no chance she was ever going to be with this guy. Like,
yeah, no.
That Hollywood sign date is like cool. Like they're driving through. Through like Beaches
Canyon.
They had
a good date, but it was too long ago and she forgot about him. Yeah. So here we are with Xavier with a really great sweater. I want the sweater.
Did he knit it? That's the question.
Did he knit it?
I don't think he did.
I don't think he did. I was trying to figure it out.
Cashmere.
Because I was like, that's a great.
He's an excellent dresser.
He's a great dresser.
You were too, Nick.
You were too. You were a great sweater.
I think I'm okay dresser, but I just feel like Batcher, it's not the place to make fashionable choices. Middle America doesn't really approve. I thank you for saying.
No, you were. You had nice sweaters. Yeah. You had nice sweaters in Ireland.
Thank you.
Did you make out? Were you the one that made out at the cranberry date in the church? Did you dry hump in the church near the cranberries with the cranberries playing?
The cranberries was the group date. I wasn't on that date.
But you dry humped in a church.
Yeah, probably.
That's fine.
Not on the show, just in general.
I love earlier in this podcast when we were like, has anyone ever seen the alligator thing? And he was like, actually, it was on a group.
I did it 2-on-1.
2-on-1.
I did this exact same thing.
Wow. Literally.
Wow.
Literally.
Wow. Okay, so Xavier, he says, I'm scared. I find the idea in general overall, on paper, the idea of marriage is scary.
Well, it's honest.
Do you find him less checked? Like, I find him more checked out than ever now. Like,
yes.
I feel like something's happened.
I know.
Yeah, he said that. I was like, what?
I think he feels that Jarity likes him a lot, and he's just like, holy shit.
I don't want to
pick
do this.
Me.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I think scary. So, too. He looked like he was with the girl he dated a month that was trying to get a ring.
Well, that's the thing.
Which is what's actually happening.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm not confident, if I'm wrong in the Xavier, I think it's because either Xavier self eliminates or like sabotages to the point where he's going to make it impossible for Charity to date him.
He does not want that ring. He does not want to win.
She just wants it to be him so bad that if he gets kind of pushed into it, you know, which can happen.
Similar to we were saying,
Peter and Brian.
Peter with Rachel. Peter Salt and Pepper Hair. She wanted Peter.
I wasn't allowed to watch that season.
Right. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Right.
Tough.
Right.
Tough.
Yeah. Right. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay. So then.
I get what everyone's talking about.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. Okay.
So then, respect.
There was this guy. He was so fucking hot. Yeah. Holy shit. He had salt and pepper hair. And he was like a salty peps at 31 with a gap tooth. And
really
he
couldn't see him.
You couldn't. He was too handsome.
He was too handsome.
You hot. Couldn't see him.
It's like Westworld.
Oh my God. I feel a little odd. And then I'm like, you're hot.
Yeah, I like that.
Can't see handsome at all.
He was hot.
And she wanted him.
So did I.
You did. You really did.
I wanted him. I was married at the time.
That was the beginning of the end of your marriage.
Well, he didn't say, oh, fuck. That was it for me. Okay, so Xavier, he's like, marriage is scary. He's like, look, I want to fall in love with you. And she's like, our chemistry was...
I want to fall while looking like a deer in headlights.
I want to fall in love with you, but I've not been remotely attracted.
I've never been in a relationship.
But
doesn't he say something like, I've never been in a relationship like this? Or like, I've never felt this way? Or?
He goes, you're looking for a forever partner, but being fully transparent, this scares me.
I can't even date just one person. Yeah. Like, he's like, I want to be poly.
Like, have you seen me? I'm 6'7", I knit, and I'm a doctor. And by the way, shout out, people emailed us in last week because people were asking. He is like, the reason went into medicine was to help find a cure because his mom has MS. Yeah. So like people were asking last week, which is incredible. So he's like doing good. He's a doctor.
He's
a doctor.
He's an absolute.
He's a doctor.
Run.
He's hot. Yeah. They'll look great together.
Yeah. He's it, but he is checked out.
He's totally checked
he's
out.
He's checked because I think he's
bit of a snooze fest.
He's trying to like barrel roll himself out. Like if you don't notice,
escape.
Like,
yeah.
Like I do not want to get this far because
he's
think
on a date.
He's at the door. Xavier, huh?
Yeah.
On their date, he's like, you know, Aaron's very cool.
He's just like, man, I think Aaron's gonna get this rose. Yeah, he's literally
Aaron's a lock.
He is campaigning for the other men.
Did he say Aaron was cool? Did he say that?
Oh, I don't remember.
He is not. That's a great point. Yeah, he's not even like most guys will fake not being like, threatened.
You might want to rethink Sean. Sean really likes you.
Three other guys.
He's always like, no, Sean's a great guy. Like, I love all these guys.
Sean had great sweaters. You might want to bring Sean. Back. He really likes your great sweaters.
Actually, to the point that he's always very sleepy, there was someone, God, I'm forgetting his name, but a contestant we knew who told us that he was getting very close to the end and he was losing sleep.
It was told us. Fuck. He was like, I did not want to.
So maybe cut he's that like out. Losing sleep.
You can just bleep it. Just bleep the name.
Bleep the name. He was losing sleep and that's why he probably feels so tired.
Oh, they must be exhausted all the time.
Were you tired?
Yeah, yeah, no, it's, I mean, it's, and it's, you're just, it's just, they're long days.
Drinking, yeah.
And he goes, I just,
you're just, you're just sitting around, which weirdly kind of makes you tired. Yeah. You're not eating your best, and it's just,
you're not at the gym. You're
by
just
this
like,
stage of it, you're just like mentally and physically fatigued, and you're not your best self.
So then she goes,
is there as much drinking as it seems there is, or is it?
Not till Paradise, right?
Just like even in this,
it depends on. If you're a drinker,
right?
Sure,
it's there.
You're not, you know, like I'm not a huge drinker, so you know, I just
like they were having breakfast in this one, and like Tanner had a beer,
with his
fruit plate.
I was like, that'd be a red flag for me.
Yummy.
That'd be a red flag for me. That'd be real.
Yeah,
a day drinker. Day drinker for me is that no go zone.
Day drinker with beer also not.
Yeah,
exactly.
So mimosa. Or
yeah, a beer day drinker is like midday with the bros.
No,
like
that's bad.
Okay, so he's like, you know, just to be with one person forever. I don't know. I do it once, but you know, I just, you know, it's just because I want to get engaged and married. It's just a question of it's best with you.
He's literally saying the stuff that he's like, this will get me sent home.
So, I knitted a scarf for you to give to Aaron.
Yeah. And then he goes,
and she's like, I don't have to get this rose. And he lights up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. He goes, she goes, and then he's like, you know, like, I know that I don't want to pass you up. And and then she gives Aaron gets the rose, and then she does eventually, she gives, she cuts Tanner at the hotel, and she goes down to Xavier. She's like, you know, it is ultimately about committing to one person. I don't have to give out the rose. He perks up. She's like, but I want to.
And then he cries.
And then...
just brutal. I hate this because it's just like... For charity's sake, I'm like, oh, this is going to not be great for you when you understand what's happening here. But, yeah, it's not looking good.
It's not looking good.
I'm scared.
It's not looking good.
I'm excited for hometowns, though.
Oh, my God. I hope we get a crazy uncle. I hope we get a mouth kisser like JoJo's brothers who kissed her on the mouth. And then we're rude to Ben Higgins.
The fact that we have to spend a whole quarter of an episode with Aaron and, like, going to see his... I just am so bored by him.
Yeah. I bet, you know what? I bet we like his parents.
I'm sure. Yeah, I love all the parents.
A lot of times there's someone you don't like,
right.
And you realize
you
their family's pretty great.
Yeah, they just came out as like kind of off.
Mm-hmm. And you know, in fairness to Aaron, you know, again, like, you know, edits and things like that. And,
sure.
Maybe he just got caught up in
Yeah.
You know, who knows? You know, it's
thank God we don't have to meet Sean's family.
Oh my God.
Wow.
He'd be asking everybody for nudes.
Yeah. It's really nice to meet you. Can we have one nude?
For my son.
Like,
not for me, for my son.
Possibly racist.
I know. Yeah. I'm sure I'm sure the producers were like, we actually can't have Sean down, so he's going to come up and get rid of him.
I'm pretty sure that was an actual discussion.
Oh, my God. Of course, you're right.
I'm sure that happens all the time. Like, can we show these people?
All right, before we get...
Also, I don't think she ever liked him, so I think they were safe.
He did look like the Shrek guy.
Before we get to...
Cool guy, but he looked
He really did.
Who's that? Wait, who's this?
Sean, he looked like the prince from Shrek.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't think he's on it. I think he's a cool... fine looking man, but he really has the features of this character.
He really does.
The prince
and attitude as well. But
okay,
my cashmere.
Before we get to the tweet of the week, who's your top three? 1, 2, 3. Next Bachelor in order.
Next Bachelor.
So who's our 1, 2, 3? But like, who is the final three in order, and then who's the next Bachelor?
Xavier, Dotton, Joey. Joey's your Bachelor.
Okay.
I gotta say, I think top is Joey.
You think Joey wins?
Yeah. Well, do I think he wins? No, I'm going who I think the Bachelor is.
No, okay, so who do you think wins the season?
I'm going to be crazy. I do think Joey wins the season.
And then who is the number two, number three?
I think Dotton, number two, number three, Xavier.
Because he self-eliminates?
I think Xavier's just going to be totally checked out, and it's not going to work.
And so then who's the next Bachelor?
I think the next Bachelor is probably not someone from the season. Like, okay. I just can't. I don't think Dotton could be the Bachelor. I don't think they'll do another Black Bachelor like that this soon. I don't know. Some of these guys. So there were some guys that got eliminated a little earlier where I was like this guy, John, data scientist. I was like, he could be the next Bachelor.
I did too.
I loved him. And
he would be the first Asian Bachelor, which would be exciting.
I was rooting for him just to go
He's a former basketball player.
So, he had all the things where I was like, he could be the next Bachelor.
Why can't he be?
He would be a great Bachelor.
I don't know if they go back that far historically, but yeah, I think he'd be a good Bachelor.
He'd be a great Bachelor. Okay, who's the season 1, 2, 3, and who's the Bachelor?
Dotton.
Wins.
Joey will be second.
And then Xavier self-eliminates.
And pulls the shoe.
And who's going to...
Joey, based on what you said earlier, that I dawned on me like, yeah, he's a perfect Bachelor for Joey.
Okay, Katie?
Same. I think Dotton's going to win it. I think Joey will be number two, Xavier number three, and I think Joey will be Bachelor.
Anna?
Yeah, Dotton, Xavier, Joey... Joey.
I'm going to go Dotton. I'm going to go Xavier because I think he's going to be captured by her horniness. And he's in a big net. He's lost.
He can't escape.
He's so anemic right now that he can't say no.
He's in quicksand and he's fighting to get out.
He's lost the will to live, so he'll just go through fantasy suites. But it'll be as boring as he can.
Imagine if you're all right and Xavier is. For all the people who think Xavier is number two, like how just... whatever he'll be when she breaks up with him at the altar. Yeah. It'll be the least traumatic.
That's probably best for the best of us.
Dotton's great. He's going to be like,
oh my God, I think you made the right choice.
he walks up, he's like, before you say anything, let me just tell you about Dotton.
The things about him.
Here's a wedding corsage for you to pick.
There's a pros and cons list between me and Don.
I really pray that my feet are out of the Suburban first.
Oh, my God.
He will clean up. Xavier will clean up on Paradise while Joey is the Bachelor. Okay.
Joey's got to put on at least 15 pounds of muscle, though.
Yeah.
That's just how the show seems to work.
They'll do that.
And I don't like that because I do wish he just came in as himself. But they're gonna beef him up for the show.
How did you enjoy doing the shower scenes as the Bachelor? They make you do it. Is it weird?
There's a camera right up your...
So they're like kneeling down.
I mean,
and did it feel weird?
I didn't enjoy it. There were conversations.
How many did you have to film?
Just one of those.
Are you wearing a swimsuit?
What are you in?
What?
Oh, wow.
Wait. You were or you were not?
I wasn't.
You were
nude.
Whoa. So you did. What's his name? Wow. Dad have pics of you.
Sean's dad.
I was like, can I get a pic?
We don't need to see him. Can you send them to Sean's dad?
Can we get a Nick nude, please?
Okay.
It's
so
weird.
It's awful. It's awful that you're actually nude. That's
yeah,
because
you grew up in like
not,
Wisconsin. And you're standing.
Not to mention every scene you have to shoot where you're just looking pensive in a mirror. But then now they're like, also take a shower. It's like, that's disgusting.
Was it weird to do the ones where you had to like look off into the distance and look like you're thinking about me?
All I think about watching this is that's the face. I'm thinking about who I'm gonna fall in love with.
What was the thing? What was the most embarrassing thing that you're like, besides the shower? What was the thing that you're like, I really don't want to do that? Like,
eat this apple.
100% the bouncy castle.
That's right. Oh, right.
Oh, I remember that.
Corinne, the bouncy castle. Yeah. She had whipped cream, right?
I didn't like that either.
Oh, oh wow. Yeah. Wait, we.
The thing about Corinne, I probably would have sent her home night one.
Whoa. Wow.
But
really?
No.
She did have a nanny.
Yes, she did. You missed her. This is an adult woman who had a nanny. Wait, and she would make her cheesy pasta.
Not
incredible.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah. I mean, she was an absolute star. She was incredible television.
She was a star.
And, you know, again, you're also helping to make good TV.
Yeah.
And so begrudgingly.
Sure.
I took one for the team.
Yeah.
We found a photo of this thing that we were talking about last week. We watch Australian Bachelor and they do extreme fucking insane dates. And we found a photo. They're like, you know, Australians are kind of a little like insane.
Yeah.
They made
it's
them
an
do
island
this.
Full of criminals.
This was, they made them do this date. They were strung between two high rise buildings.
Holy shit.
On a twister board.
This is sick.
On a twister board. And it was bouncy and windy.
And they had to play twister?
They wheeled them out to play twister.
What?
And it was like bouncing. No, they were like.
Well, they were harnessed.
But it was like thin wires. And it was bouncing because it was so windy.
With a guy who wouldn't stop licking his lips.
And he wouldn't stop licking his lips. It was like on like a 20 story building. Like, it was fucking insane.
And they seem remarkably chill in that.
She was freaking out.
Oh, no. She made them go back. She was
she
like,
couldn't
I'm not
deal.
Standing up. I'm not playing Twister.
Yeah, they wanted to make them play Twister.
That's fucked up.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that fucked up?
And every time they stood, it was like.
No, that's
yeah,
crazy.
Every time they bounced, they had to get them back. Like when they were trying to, if they stood up, the whole board. You know, some
stable.
PA had to play Twister.
Oh my
out
God!
There to
like
test it.
To see
out. They had to. Okay, here we go. We appreciate all of your reviews. We appreciate your emails. Last week, Katie and I, we appealed to our listeners to say, like, we know it's been on for a long time, but like it helps us get in order to keep us on iHeart. It helps, I think, people, advertisers look and see, you know, the engagement and stuff like that. So it helps if you guys review. And people have been doing it, all right?
That's awesome.
We're up to 2,340. We're trying to get to 3,000 by the end of the year. So, like, honestly, you can just go click the stars.
Yeah.
But if you have 2 seconds to just, like, again, here's a good one. Here's another one. 5 stars from the other Anna Banana. All-time favorite podcast. That's it. That's a review. 5 stars. That's what we said. It's like, it can be fast. That's all you need. Thank you. The other Anna Banana, we appreciate. That's exactly. It doesn't have to be long. Here is a long one. Haven't felt these feelings before. I cut it off. 5 stars. Fenton Carlos Fenton. This is my favorite podcast. I discovered it while recovering from surgery, and it truly got me through a rough few months. As a longtime Bachelor watcher, I've enjoyed listening to episodes about past seasons as well as the latest releases. Arden and company provide commentary that is simultaneously hilarious and insightful. Everyone on the podcast clearly enjoys the Bachelor Extended Universe while still realizing how ridiculous these shows can be. Each episode has smart, fun guests, and Arden does a great job moderating discussions. I have to be careful when I listen to the show through my headphones in public because sometimes it makes me guffaw without warning. I have found that this is disturbing to other people at the grocery store and at work and the library. Highly recommend. Right?
Yeah. Nice.
And here's another short one. 5 stars, the best, from Buyer Ready. Love this recap podcast. Very funny. Again,
that's all you need.
All right, I'm going to give one more long one, and then we're going to leave because this is a special one. Anna, you're going to love this.
Okay.
Now, this is, again, I can't read the full review, the full name because it gets cut off on my phone, but it's from Abby All One, 5 stars, Tennis Steve and I.
Oh.
Reporting from the newly Steveless LA to write in about our favorite podcast. This is the go-to watch podcast. Arden, Anna, Katie, and company just get it. They know when to make fun of and when to adore this ridiculous television show. I love to tune into their takes week after week, and I miss it when they're off season. I cannot recommend gracing your gorgeous little ears with this show. And shout out to Arden and Anna for outing Tennis Steve and making him actually like LA just by being his friend. Aww. You don't even know how much it means to us. XO. Literally, this, we love Tennis Steve. We hope he's doing well. He's in Santa Fe, New Mexico, working at Meow Wolf. And we really appreciate Abby and Steve supporting us.
Yeah, we miss Steve, and welcome to the family, Abby. We can't wait to meet you.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, are you guys ready?
We are so ready.
Here we go. Our tweet of the week. Okay, so here's how it works. Basically, if you... Oh, Anna, are you down with doing post of the week, and we'll start a Threads account?
I have a... Yeah, I'll figure it out.
Well, we'll let you know next week. Some people want to delete Twitter, and we respect that. So we'll come back next week with what our account...
X.
Yeah, it's called X.
What? What is it called? X? Twitter? Twitter?
Did he change the name or the logo?
It'll be a minute. Microsoft owns the...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They stole a font for it.
That's so stupid. All right, so we'll come up if people want to delete X. Then we'll do Twitter. So here's... I'll read
Sounds
out...
like fill in the blank.
I'm going to do... I'm going to read out like 8 tweets, and then we'll narrow it down to 2, and the winner wins a Sleep Crown pillow.
Wow. Ooh, I need, by the way, I need another.
You, what happened to your Sleep Crown? Do you have a Sleep Crown?
I don't think
so. Okay.
I don't know what this
is. So this woman, this is not a sponsor. She heard that I was an insomniac. She mailed me this thing. I'll let you touch it. It's like this pillow that's sort of like it's like a sleep mask, but it's also like a weighted blanket. It's the softest thing, and it wraps around your head. It puts pressure
on your
eyes and your ears.
This.
No,
it's really fantastic.
No, it's literally.
Wow. I want this.
You want this.
Yeah.
You need this. And so, like, you guys, listeners, and again, we do not get paid. This is a woman that was just worried about me. She was worried about me, and she heard me on Lauren Lopkus's podcast, and like, she was asked Lauren if it was okay to mail me one. And I travel.
But what I don't have, I've never had, is the, I have the travel one.
It's the best,
I don't
my
have
favorite.
The full body one.
You need a full body one.
How can I get one?
Well, you know what? Julia's Sleep Crown might have to.
Julia, let me know how.
Julie.
And Julie, if there are any Julia's out there.
Yeah.
Julie, please let me know.
And if people want their own Sleep Crown, you can go to sleepcrown.com/WYATR and put code PBFIT. Because I love peanut butter, and that's how you get. But it's literally I travel with it. Do you have trouble sleeping?
Usually not, but you know, there's always the occasional.
Well, must be
I didn't
nice.
Sleep very well last night.
Okay, must be nice. Must be nice. Okay. It's incredible. I've been tortured. Wow. I went to the Yale Sleep Clinic as a kid.
Wow.
It's like my whoopee. You know what I'm saying?
I need this.
You fucking need this.
I'm gonna have it.
It's right, so game changer. Okay, here we go. Tweet of the week. We're gonna mail one. So if you guys win, email us your address at rosepodcast@gmail.com. Here we go. Here are the we're gonna narrow it down to the top tweets. Here we go. Let's see. Rebecca at Elegant Crop Top tweets, Sean put on his best let me talk to the manager cardigan for this manipulative conversation. Let's see. Lazy B2. Charity could have avoided a very awkward conversation with Sean if she just let the Gators decide who wasn't coming back from the 2-on-1. Justin Paul Spade at Justin Spade. After being dumped, Sean walked the streets of NOLA proclaiming, "This has to be the worst thing to have happened to the city." Honey Jeeves at 44-year-old host. And there Tanner goes out to find true romance and boobies on Bourbon Street. let's see. Here for the right reasons, at for the right reasons. Apparently, they couldn't get Jesse Palmer off Bourbon Street long enough to get on camera.
No shit.
He was partying.
Trash Car at Trash Car 69. We are all watching the origin story for the next Batman reboot's villain, the Cashmere Scarf. Justin Paul Spade at Justin Spade. Joey looks like Josh Groban's little brother that their parents abandoned at a tennis club.
That's a good one.
Okay, Honey Jeeves at 44-year-old host. Sometimes when I look at Charity, all I can see is her hanging upside down on Zach's back with her face in his ass last season. It haunts me. Okay, final two. Rose Reactions at Rose Reactions. Charity calling Sean sweetie boy is giving me Pence calling his wife mother vibe. And the final one, Rebecca at Elegant Crop Top. Sean definitely was a kid that went to the rich preppy camp across the lake.
Yes, he was.
What are definitely. Our top two?
I like the new Sean thinking this is the worst thing that happened.
Yeah. Yes.
That
and just then,
like, has an,
yeah.
That, and then Jesse Palmer.
Yeah,
it's good.
I like the Josh Groban at the
Josh Groban or the Gator to who on one.
Okay. Yeah, the, let the Gators
like
decide.
Literal, like thinking that. I honestly think
that
Sean
probably
would,
did happen.
Would actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Here we go.
Be oblivious to the that history clueless, of yeah. the city.
All right. So here are our final two: Justin Paul Spade. Joey looks like Josh Groban's little brother that their parents That's abandoned good. At a tennis club, or. It's a Justin Spade, of off. After being dumped, Sean walked the streets of NOLA proclaiming, this has to be the worst thing to have happened to this city.
Well, we know Spade won, so
okay,
like, happy can pick
to,
either one.
Happy to this city or Josh Groban's brother?
I'm going to go with the city.
Okay, Sean.
I think the city, we've got to give
New Yeah, worst thing to happen to the city, yeah.
Worst thing.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's a clean sweep. It's unanimous. Justin Paul Spade, you
got
win.
Like 800 sleep cramps.
After being, maybe he can donate it to somebody. He can donate it to Sean.
Yeah, send it to me. Yeah. Fine. Yeah,
he
yeah.
can send it to Sean. After being dumped, Sean walked the streets of NOLA proclaiming, this has to be the worst thing to have happened in the city. If you want to participate, tweet to me at Artemarine, MYRIN, or Anna Hosni, HOSSNIH, hashtag WYATR by midnight, the night of the show. Nick. Thank you so much
Thanks
for coming
for
and playing.
Me.
It was so fun having you here. I hope you'll come play with us again Absolutely. When it's not so hot. What would you like to promote?
Just my podcast, The Vile Files. If you like this, we recap The Bachelor as well, as long as many other reality TV shows, along with other relationship and dating content.
That's fun. It's a really fun podcast. You guys should all listen. I've done a bunch of them, and it's always been a blast. Sarah Colonna, who's on our podcast, does yep. it, and Jim Jeffries does it. Also, has Marilyn Rice Cub? Am I crazy? Did she do? Am I wrong? No. Okay, great. Oh, God, great. Sean, what would yes. you like to promote?
I have a podcast with Scott Aukerman called Scott Hasn't Seen, where we watch movies that Scott Aukerman hasn't seen. If you are a fan of Arden, which I'm sure you are, you can listen to our episode on Muriel's Wedding. It's really fun.
Okay,
and
great.
We rewatch a bunch of fun movies, and yeah, that's it.
And if you look at his IMDb page, yeah. you can see a
you
fun
might,
show
you
that
might
be
see things that,
might,
are out.
That might be coming out that yeah. we can't say the name of.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, Robbie Beebe, Rob Benedict, thank you for being here. What would you like to promote?
Thank you. Also, I have a couple podcasts, and the one I can talk about is me and Richard Spate. It's called Kings of Con, and then we have another rewatch podcast. Check it out.
Well, I have two things I want to promote. I'm doing a little stand-up tour on the East Coast in October. I will be doing, I'll tell you right now. I'll be doing City Winery in Philadelphia, October 12th. I'll be doing the Bethesda Blues and Jazz, October 13th. I'll be doing City Winery Boston, Wednesday the 18th. And Brian Safi and I, who I host No Autographs Please with, we're going to do a little residency at Union Hall in Brooklyn this fall. And we're going to be doing 3 dates in September, live No Autographs Please. It will be in Brooklyn, Thursday the 21st in Brooklyn, whatever. It's coming up. They're all coming up. October 27th and November 17th. So if you want to come play with us in Brooklyn, we'll be there. Katie, Anna, anything we'd like to promote?
As always, please adopt or foster an animal from your local shelter. All the shelters across America are super full, including Los Angeles. So if you've been thinking about adopting, please do it. Or if you can open your house to a foster, that was a great time.
And on Patreon, we're doing Summer House Martha's Vineyard.
Martha's Vineyard.
Okay, until next time, my name is Arden Marine. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. Gonna feel so good. Just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Will you accept this rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.